Hello and welcome to this edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we kick off the 2019 New Year's podcast series, our special set of podcasts that we run each year at around this time, where we talk to key executives from each of our sponsors talking about the year that's just wrapped up and previewing what's to come in the year to come. This year we kick things off with HP Canada CEO Marianne Yuill and Channel Chief John Camilleri. We'll talk about the highlights of 2018 in the channel for HP as it continues to expand its push on moving from transactional relationships to contractual partners, and see how the single life is treating HP 3+ years since it split from Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. We'll also get the thoughts from Marianne and John about what we can expect from HP in the channel over the course of 2019, and their thoughts on the mood in the channel community as the new year dawns. It's a packed interview, so let's get right into it. Your humble reporter in conversation with Marianne Yuill and John Camilleri. Marianne, John, thanks for taking the time once again.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks very much, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
We've done this for the last few years, and it seems like every year we're talking a little bit about the continuing evolution of HP. We're now 3 years past independence, and it may not be the news headline, but it certainly is still big news at HP. The spirit of independence. Can you maybe walk us through a little bit of sort of what that has meant over the last year and the continuing evolution of HP as a company that you've seen?
I mean, it's been a great time for us at HP since we launched as a new company 3 years ago, in that everything that we do is focused on making sure that our print and PC technology is the best on earth. And that includes from all the great technology that's in it, because we're singularly focused there, to the security that we've put into that technology that makes it the most secure, most manageable PCs and printers on earth. It's been an exciting time. Add to that, the conversations we're having with our partners that are different, and how we're enabling our employees to be more effective and more engaged with our partners and customers to ensure that we delight them with HP technology.
All right. So you touched on a few of the big areas there in terms of technology focus for HP. Wanted to maybe dive into those a little bit more. And the first one you touch on is security. And you guys have been, way up front in terms of that. That's been a big message that we've heard grow even louder through the ads with the wolf and through all the products that have come out. I think we're pretty clearly at a point where everyone gets the importance of security on a PC platform. I'm curious how you've seen the message around print security amplify, and how you've seen that sort of resonate over the last year as that's become, I think, even more of a focus.
Well, it's been a great focus for us because the printers that are, tied to customers' networks are basically computers, and it's an opportunity for bad players, bad actors in the marketplace to threaten our customer environments, their digital assets, their customer records, all the information that they have in their environment through the printer. So the knowledge that we have, the expertise that we have, the engineers and scientists and all the creators of our security technology, that's imbued within our printers, so that our customers can print safely and securely, and in the PCs as well. So it's really cool to me because everyone, as you said, Rob, everyone knows that security is important, and everyone's concerned about their digital assets. And there's more and more legislation around how we have to report breaches and those things. So our customers all need to continue to do their business, to do whatever they do in their environment to compete in their landscape. But they can do it when they secure HP technology because they're secure and they're safe. So they don't have to worry about it. They can just trust that they have technology that protects them so they can continue doing their job.
All right. And also on the print side, we've seen two kind of very strong trends over the last few years. The one is sort of the future looker in 3D print and what you guys are doing there. And the other is managed print, which is, maybe not quite as futuristic, but is certainly very important to a larger and larger segment of the channel. Could you touch on how you've seen those two segments evolve, and particularly around 3D print, how, if you've seen that starting to come you know, into a more channel space over the course of this year and into next?
Sure. If you look at 3D printing, it is absolutely a channel opportunity. It is a different channel than our traditional print and PC channel. Mm-hmm. We are working with organizations that have knowledge and expertise in the manufacturing sector. So these are organizations that know how manufacturing works, how manufacturers are moving from analog to digitizing their work environment spaces. So it's a different channel, but it is a channel. And naturally, we can leverage the great knowledge and experience we have with our existing channel programs as we work with this brand new channel. We have had print partners ask about it and are interested in understanding it better to see if there's an opportunity for them. Mm-hmm. It's still very early days, if you will. We have opportunities in Canada. We're talking to customers. There's a lot of end customer interest right. In the manufacturing segment. But we have had some conversations with our existing channel partners to explain to them what it looks like, what the investment would look like, what that marketplace is about. And as our partners continue to evolve their competitive offers, it may be something that they're interested in if they have a stronghold in the manufacturing sector. As far as MPS, not being futuristic, I think it's a really cool blend of the future and the now. One, MPS is a way that more and more customers are securing print technology because they want it managed by someone else so that they can just have outputs of their printed things without them having concerns for it. Add to that the security message. If they choose HP technology, which more and more customers do than anyone else, which is awesome for us. Thank you to our partners for making that happen. But then they have the added layer of security because they have HP printers in their managed print environment. The futuristic part about it is that our managed print environment, all our printers have IoT in them. So if we look at everyone talking about IoT sensors, I would suspect that HP has more IoT devices than anyone else on Earth today.
Not something
you like
of,
that, don't you?
Not something you necessarily think of as IoT, but no, it's a good point. These are network connected things that are reporting back and sending traffic over the network. Sticking with a similar note, in both print and in compute, we've seen the big push over the last couple of years on the idea. Well, I started more than a couple of years ago with print, but expanding into compute over the last couple of years, the idea of moving from transactional to contractual, that is going to more recurring revenue, both with managed print and with desktop as a service. Can you speak a little to what you've seen in the channel in terms of the acceptance, the embrace, and the business being built around those contractual arrangements?
Sure. If you look at our reseller partners, our value-added resellers, the HP partners, you know, contractual business is not new to them, right? Mm-hmm. They've already been starting to offer different contractual services. So, and we are there to work alongside with them with our managed print services and our device service offerings to be able to augment what they currently have, or those partners that are entering into a contractual environment so they can use the HP services, if you will, as a turnkey offering to their end customers. Because our end customers are asking more and more for that. They don't want to have to manage these devices. They want someone else to take care of that for them in a safe, secure way. So HP with our partners, we're doing that and enabling that. That aligns with the trends and the shifts that we're seeing in who the decision makers and influencers are in our end customer environment. Millennials, as you know, this group, and then you know, you can look at generations, the years ahead, these people are digital natives that are already consuming technology on that contractual consumption basis. So that's a no-brainer for them. They're already looking for that for their technology. Mm-hmm. And our partners that are understanding how that works are winning more and winning more alongside HP. John, maybe you can speak a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So on the MPS side and the contractual transformation that's happening, I think it's important to distinguish partners that have been in this kind of contractual MPS world that we've come to know very well. And then looking at the new partners that we've onboarded since we've expanded our portfolio with the A3 copier devices, whether it's laser technology or PageWide ink technology. Mm-hmm. And so what's happening there is those folks who were in the traditional copier space really trying to flip lease after lease after lease, I think they're starting to move into a different type of contractual arrangement where they are now incorporating security, they're incorporating work document workflow solutions, and a whole bunch of other aspects in the contractual space. So we have this, you know, new set of partners going down this space and really working and redefining what contractual means to them. And on the DaaS side of the business, you know, we basically have two areas that we're seeing success. One is partners that are doing it themselves end to end pretty much and leveraging our technology and our program around DaaS. But we also have partners who are, you know, who don't have the capabilities necessarily for DaaS that are really leveraging our help in this, our services to help them. And we're starting to see both of them materialize. So it's happening, whether it's they are partners that have their entire solution themselves or other partners who require the services we provide. But in both cases, we're starting to see adoption in the market, which is very encouraging.
The interesting thing as well on the device as a service, we're having more and more interest from those A3 copier dealers, the office products dealers, interested in looking at our device as a service technology PCs, which is not a space they traditionally played in. But because printers are now, and have been for a while, a conversation that happens at the IT level because it is on the network, these copier dealers, office products dealers, have relationships in the technology side of the house, and they already have strength in contractual managed print environments. So it's not that far-fetched, and it's not that difficult for them to then add the PC as well to that mix of their offerings and expand their opportunity within their customers, deepen their degree of entanglement, and be able to offer the HP technologies, which gives the customer the added security that they can't get from any other manufacturer. So that's one side of that channel that's doing that. The other interesting thing about the channel partners that are the traditional VARs, if you will, that have end-to-end devices of service that they've put together themselves with their own tools, they're choosing HP's device and service tool because of the proactive analytics that we have developed that are unique to only HP, that allows them to manage the devices that are on their customers' networks regardless of the device. It doesn't have to be an HP device. We can manage their entire environment, and they can see this through our proactive analytics tool, which the partners are really excited about. And yet there are still partners that aren't aware about it. So that would be something that I would encourage the reseller community that participate and listen to your podcast, take a look at that, because I think they can actually add more value to their customers and drive better revenues and margin opportunities for themselves if they choose HP's device and service because of the proactive analytics.
And it's certainly also a space that goes well with that motion that's been going on in the channel over the last few years towards recurring revenue, whether that's managed print, whether that's cloud services and SaaS subscription, that sort of move towards recurring revenues and subscriptions.
Exactly.
John, can I get your thoughts on kind of what you guys have been focused on in terms of partner programs and the evolution of what you're doing with the partner program writ large?
Sure. So we have the core program remains similar. I think what's changed is the way we are encouraging our partners to invest in specific solutions. So we're trying to be a little bit more directive in terms of our suggestions around how to use marketing funds, for example, that reflect what's happening in market today. So whether it's a device as a service, whether it's an MPS service as well, anything as a service, we are encouraging our partners to start investing in these areas. The other thing that we're doing is we're introducing more specialties. So, for example, expanding into a healthcare market track is something that we've just invested in because it aligns with some of the new solutions we have specific to healthcare. So we're, you know, the fundamentals of the program remains. We're just making some really what I believe to be industry trend investments, and we're encouraging our partners to do that, as well as new types of programs that are reflective of the new solutions we have in market that we didn't have previously. So that's basically what's happening with our Partner First program.
All right. Brilliant. We certainly touched on what must have been a few of the hot buttons over the course of 2018 with our technologies, but both in terms of technology areas of the business and in terms of customer segments. Thoughts on some of the highlights of 2018 from either or both of you?
Wow, there's so many great things that happened in 2018, but, you know, just like every one of our partners, our new year started November 1st, and we kind of went, okay, that's awesome, high five, and let's move on. But if I look back, I guess our market share numbers are fantastic as a result of all the great work that the HP Canada team has done with the partnerships that we have, the great partners that we work with. We continue to really continue to hold our own and continue to serve more and more Canadian customers. So thank you to the channel community for that. We've done some cool things, like we're in the gaming space and we've partnered with Stephanie Harvey. I don't know if you know Stephanie, she's an esports champion. And it's interesting because Stephanie is a woman in a generally male-dominated environment.
Yeah.
So we bring a different lens to gaming, and it's a more progressive lens, and it's being really well received, and the HP Omen technology has been well received. So that's an exciting part of the highlights from 2018. John talked about our A3 entree when we started in the A3 space, and we're seeing great results there. We've onboarded new partners that have traditionally not been HP partners that are excelling with our new technologies. They love the way it works with their environment, that it provides them with competitive advantage to win incremental business. And it's also provided them with the opportunity not only to grow their business because of their A3 sales, but also because of the A4 print technology. Mm-hmm. So they're selling everything in the HP portfolio, and they're net new HP partners. So that's nice that we have new partners in our fold. It's also fantastic that our existing partners with whom we've had long-standing histories continue to grow with HP and continue to engage with us. And our team is engaging with them differently, more so, with more depth to understand what makes our resellers tick, to make sure we align to what they need from us so that we can make them be successful in the marketplace. We also did a really cool thing. I don't know if you heard about our bug bounty.
Which, yes.
As part of our security efforts, much as we have all these great specialists and scientists and engineers at HP that are doing amazing work in this area, we're also working with the community at large. So anybody out there that can find a bug in our technology, go find it, hunt it, and bring it back to us. All these white hackers, all these people, these good people out there that want to make sure that technology stays secure are participating in the bug bounty, and we're paying hackers up to $10,000 for any of the bugs they identify that we then can close those areas of concern before it turns into a problem for anyone. So that's, I think that was kind of cool. We launched metal jet technology. So mm-hmm. as much as when we originally launched 3D print, it was with plastics.
Yep.
And we also now have launched metal, which is exciting because that's a whole new different area of the marketplace that opens itself up to changing the face of manufacturing and changing the face of mass customization. Mm-hmm. And we've already got strong partnerships, global brands like Volkswagen on the metal jet. We partnered with Johnson & Johnson historically and BMW and Nike. So a lot of big brands are already working with us, and we're doing some really cool outputs of 3D printed things that are real and being used in the marketplace. So those are some highlights of 2018. John, do you have a couple others?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we're all very proud of at HP is the commitment to reinvent and continued reinventing our technology, our solutions. And we've had an incredibly strong year on the personal system side. And the feedback from partners has been overwhelming around how we continue to reinvent. I mean, we build a really good product, and, you know, the next version of it is even stronger. And we're starting to see that materialize significantly. And the way we measure that is by looking at things like partner counts, how many partners were selling your products over the past 3 or 4 quarters versus a year ago. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see that number come up very significantly. So so it's not just HP where we're, you know, saying we're going to continue to reinvent and develop our technology. Partners are seeing it, they're believing it, and they're acting on it. So it's a very proud year for us on the personal system side. We've had some great success.
All right.
And Rob, you know, I came from different parts of the church, so I'm super stoked that we're reinventing ourselves and we're aligning our reinvention with the needs of our customers and the reinvention of our partners so that our partners can continue to sustain their business model with HP Technologies. And we're listening to them. And I'm excited with, you know, 2018, it made me very happy just to see how strongly the HP Canada employees are engaging with just being engaged as HP Canada employees, how well they're responding to really getting out there and working strongly alongside our partners to go win business and really understanding our partners differently than they perhaps have had in the past take care of our partners, take care of our end customers, and ultimately, you know, this effort, great efforts, and turns into great results.
All right. Brilliant. As you're having those conversations with partners, you know, as we're in the last few weeks of the year, how do you find the mood in the channel in terms of how they're feeling about the overall climate for their business and sort of the prospects for their businesses in 2019?
The mood of the partner, from my perspective, and I'm sure John has some ideas he can share afterwards, is positive. They're positive generally. They're doing well. The market's growing. I think there's a little bit of, I don't know if concern's the right word, but something like that with the change from transactional to contractual, because that is a shift in mindsets and shift in seller mentality and a different conversation with end customers. So that creates a little bit of uncertainty on how they're going to transition to it. So that's why when I talk about the Canadian team here at HP working with our partners, it truly is working with our partners to help them get over that, get through that, and we'll work alongside them to help make that transition. I think they're excited by the strength of our security because, again, they're hearing repeatedly that their customers have worries about concerns about security. So they have an easy tool in their tool set with the HP technology to be able to say, I got that for you, Mr. Customer. I'll take good care of you, Mrs. Customer.
Right.
So I think the mood has been generally good. The mood, the other part of the reseller community that I'm getting a lot of interest in, and, you know, I talk to our partners all the time. They're very interested in understanding more about our sustainability story. Again, as more and more millennials are influencers and decision makers in organizations, these people take sustainability differently. They look at it with, it's much more important and paramount to them. They want to be part of something bigger than just working at a company. They want that company to care about the environment and the planet and diversity and inclusion. So I've been asked a lot about that. And, you know, HP, we do great stuff in that overall as a company globally, but in Canada, we're, you know, the most sustainable IT company in the country. We've had that moniker for 10 years, and it's a third-party proof-pointed truth. It's a fact-based statement. And then the conversation around millennials. I've been asked to speak a lot about multi-generational workforces and what is it like when you have people that work in your environment that are 20 years old that are working alongside someone who is 62 years old.
Right.
Clearly, there will be differences in everything. So there's a lot of really good ways that these groups can work together because we can all learn from one another. And we also have to shed some of our own historic biases around what millennials and young people bring to organizations because they're smart and they're talented and they're brave and they're fearless and they're naive and they're hopeful. And all those things that we once were when we started in this industry is now before us, and we have to learn to embrace that community and empower them and listen to them and take their ideas to propel our businesses because they're bringing a whole new view. And if we don't, we're going to miss it when we're talking to our customers because it's happening within our customer environment. And that also goes for diversity and inclusion, right? The inclusion of millennial ideas, but also the diversity of everyone in our organizations that they can come to work and be who they are and give all they've got and therefore just do better for all our customers. So those are some of the things people are asking about because, you know, our industry, Rob, you've been around for a while. You see what the general partner conferences look like.
Yeah.
And the face of those conferences is changing.
Absolutely.
As our customers are. So that's why there's so much interest in those kind of topics because it's different than it has been before.
I think, Rob, the other, you know, Marianne mentioned the, you know, the millennials and what it means in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the mood, I think, you know, they are absolutely trying to transition to the as-a-service business model, and that has a whole bunch of implications on their business. But here's the really good news, is the customers that are consuming, the millennials that are now in the decision-making process, you don't have to convince them of as a service. They are acquiring as a service. They grew up in as a service.
Yeah.
So the good news is that the customers are ready for it. They're listening, and it's a great opportunity for our channel. So that's a really good situation, and I think it lends a very positive mood to the channel. The other one is just this whole opportunity around IoT. Yes, they're in the traditional, you know, some of our traditional businesses, but the opportunity for partners to expand and really take advantage of what's happening in the IoT space, if you will, just lends itself to what our channel has always been doing, which is really driving a whole bunch of solutions and making things easier for customers to kind of adopt into their workplace. So I think between IoT and the acceptance of decision makers to consume as a service are creating a really good mood for our channels.
All right, brilliant. You know, we certainly touched on a lot of the technology areas, but mostly in the lens of sort of 2018 and where things have been. Curious to hear your thoughts on the bets you're making, the bets partners should be making for the year to come.
I think the big bets that partners should be making is, one, they should bet on HP, because we're here for the long haul. We've been around for a long time, and we continue to reinvent ourselves, and we're doing great, great things. The other part of that is the move to contractual. That is happening. It will happen to them if it doesn't happen alongside them or with them. So there is a movement out there of people moving from transactional selling to contractual selling because our customers want it. So they need to understand how that works. And that's a bet we're placing with our device and service. And as we continue to evolve that, as we continue to evolve the tools and software and solutions that we have in our print as well. So that's a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. John, is there anything else more on
that? Yeah, you know, I would say that one of the things that I think has been just a pleasure at HP and is our commitment to our strategy. I think a lot of it is about the evolution of what we've already come to market to discuss. It is about everything as a service. It is about security. It is about disrupting manufacturing through 3D print. It is about the millennials and how they operate. And I think it's just about really becoming proficient and being really good at addressing the market. So it's not so much that we think there's going to be a massive switch or a big change in strategies in 2019. I think it's about just continuing to build the strategies, make adjustments as the market changes, but stay true to the overall strategy at HP. And I think this is a big differentiator for HP. We stated our strategy 3 years ago in terms of where we're going as a company. We've kept to it, and we've demonstrated time and time again our commitment to it. So I think it's just about getting better at everything we've been talking about for 3 years.
And Rob, you know, you've been to many vendor conferences like I have before I joined HP. And one of the things that excites me about being at HP is that we have not changed our strategy in 3 years. It is the strategy. We changed the tactical elements.
Yep.
We changed the timelines to adjust to market conditions. But we're true to our strategy. And, you know, for lots of reasons, I've been to many different conferences where the strategy changed from year to year. And then it's, you know, for whatever requirements that they needed to do. But the fact that we're holding true to it is exciting for me, because it really truly is kind of our North Star. This is what we're doing. This is what we said we were going to do. And this is what we've done. And so there's no surprises for our partners. We're going to just keep working with them. We're collecting a lot of partner inputs to make sure our strategy is on point and that it aligns to how we need to go forward. So it's exciting for me. It's exciting for everybody at HP, actually.
All right. Brilliant. Just to wrap things up, any closing shots or thoughts for the Canadian channel community?
Always thank you very much to the Canadian channel community. And I look forward to winning with you in FY 2019. I know together we can continue to do amazing things. And you know where to find me if you need anything from HP.
All right.
Yeah, I would just echo Marianne's comments. We've had a great year, and given our go-to-market model, it's not possible to accomplish without the incredible help of our partners. So a big thank you to our partners right across the country. We couldn't have done it without you.
All right, perfect. Great note to end it on. Marianne, John, thanks so much for taking the time. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
So there you have it, the year that was 2018 and the year that will be 2019, according to HP Canada's Marianne Yule and John Camilleri. I'd like to thank Marianne and John for joining us again this year, thank HP Canada for its continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for joining us for the podcast. We couldn't do this without any of you. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back on Monday with our regular edition as we discuss the IT asset disposition business at Ingram Micro Canada, and next Thursday, the New Year's podcast series continues as we sit down with Mark Collins, Vice President of Cisco Canada's partner organization. It will be a busy week, but until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.